Good morning. 8:28, Friday, December the 23rd, 2016. It is nippy. Jack Frost is nipping at more than just my nose. I must just put that out there. I've got my longies on, my fleece hood. Put the gloves back on. It's 28 degrees. It's sunny. It's a beautiful morning. If you like cold mornings, this is one of the better ones. It's a couple days before Christmas. Christmas. Got a lot to do on Christmas morning. It's one of the days where I have an enormous amount of cooking to do. Just by comparison. And it's about the only day in the year where I plan to have the big meal at noon. Or more likely 1 o'clock. So that means I have to get my cornbread pudding in the oven early in order to get it out of the oven in time to cook the turkey. In order to get the turkey done before 12:30, 1 o'clock. Tonight I'm baking beans. It should be Saturday night for baking beans, but I put the beans in to soak last night. I'll have to get them going when I get back, perhaps while I'm cooking breakfast. Yesterday's breakfast was cheese omelets. I did straight cheddar for my wife, who prefers cheddar in her cheese omelet. And I made mine from apple smoked Gouda, which is just delightful. I don't know what I'll have today. I have to wait to see what I get home. Perhaps pancakes. So we're slowly building back up. Today is what, third day in a row for the walk and the talk? Assuming the talk records. Should count my money while I'm at the table here. Whew. Push the big hood back so I can stand up. I'll be around the corner here shortly and out of the shade. So it should be a little bit warmer. Sun is up nicely. Should be able to pick up a little solar gain. I have so much to do. I have so many things I want to do. So many things that I think are important to do. And lately I haven't been doing any of them. Or very few of them. first, it's hard to get those first few steps rolling. Getting the walk going again, getting the talk going again. Coming up on the 10th anniversary of Ishmael Huang next month, January 12th, 2007. So, a couple of weeks. Three weeks. John Ward asked me today if I was contemplating killing Ishmael off at the end of the series, and the answer is no. Those of you who might be worried about that, no. I'll marry him off. He'll live happily ever after. And then as far as I'm concerned, he'll be dead. As far as everybody else is concerned, he'll be living happily ever after, somewhere out in the stars. But if I need him later, we'll see. I don't have any plans on that happening anytime soon. But yes, when I'm ready to kill him off, he will die the good death of married obscurity. And everybody will be happy. At least I think that's what'll happen. I have no idea. I spin these things out there like they're cast in stone, like there's some sort of plan. Yeah, no, I don't plan. I don't plan to kill him off. I don't plan to have the last chapter of the last book be a notation from his nurse that he passed quietly in his sleep at the age of 172. I did think that was going to be the last chapter. At some point, I've since come to my senses. That's not going to be the last chapter. I'm not done with them yet. There's still so many stories to tell. There's so many stories that I already have on my board to tell. There's still two more, counting fire. There's still two more seekers and two more smugglers. There's also Cape Grace, which I want to get back to because I want to explore a little bit of corporate life. I want to explore a little bit of what it likes to live on, what it's like to live on a Confederation planet as compared to a corporate planet. There are stories I could tell about asteroid mining, about Zoya's family, Yusoko Mining and Margery. There's stories I could tell. There's so many stories. And that's just in the Western Annex. I've got people who are asking me to write stories about what happens when there are no jobs, what happens when automation takes over everything. And of course, automation can't take over everything, just a lot of things. One of the things that has me actually contemplating that is is modded Minecraft, actually. The modded Minecraft, I was playing with PC Herring and a couple of his friends. Pete. That was one of those interesting experiments where they had set up this tech version of Minecraft. So there were a lot of machinery things that I could do that I had lots of experience with, that I could automate everything from resource acquisition through refining. And I did, and I had, you know, hundreds of thousands of diamonds, 100,000 emeralds. I had more fuel than I needed to run my nuclear reactors, which kept the drills running even when we weren't logged in, because I put chunk loaders in so that the server, which was going to run anyway, kept the tools loaded and running even when nobody was there. And toward the end, I was just logging on every couple of days to make sure that the goodies hadn't overflowed their storage, to refuel the reactors, and then I'd log off. Which is too bad, because I think that could have been a lot of fun. It was a lot for somebody else to run a server for me to play on, so I certainly understand Pete's decision to shut it down. I'm fighting the Minecraft urge. I'm feeling the draw. There's a couple of releases of Minecraft that I'm out of date on. I haven't played with polar bears. I think the last straight version I played was 1.10. I think we're up to like 1.13 now. But I have other things to build. I have other things to do. I've got EVE Online. I was playing Ishmael last night, and it was kind of fun. He's poor. Gosh, he's poor as a church mouse. Philip has... Pip has more isk. Although he spent an awful lot of it maintaining the company. I need to get back into mining and manufacturing. We have our own labs now, so we can do things like invention, which means I can make high-end materials for use within the company as well as for sale. I haven't done enough to do it for sale yet. I need to look at that. I've been making ammunition so that I can run missions, because missions pay cash. I have a couple of alphas. I tried the free-to-play version of the game. It's really quite fun to try to work within the limitations that each of the races is given, and to advance. It's very slow. Advancement is very slow, but to advance through the various levels. And oddly, as a new player, the activity that I found that pays the best is exploration, which is counterintuitive to me. I, exploration pays very small amounts. Once in a while, you'll get a bumper. Once in a while, you'll get woohoo. Very rarely. But when you're talking about a character that makes, a million isk an hour, picking up four or five things that each give you a million isk over the course of an hour, hour and a half of gameplay, puts you ahead of miners, puts you ahead of the people that I normally play, which are the people who go out with their little mining frigates and sell the ore to the giant conglomerates. So I've been playing Eve. I need to play Eve less. Or perhaps use it as a reward for writing more something. A big piece of it is focus. A big piece of it is my brain is going through a ping-ping-ping stage where I can't... Even when I'm playing EVE Online, I lose track of where I am, what I'm doing, and why I'm there. I'll step away from the window, come back hours later, and find that I'm still logged into the game. Which is not a good thing to do. Sun is warm on my back. And now I can't remember if I punched the monk post or not. That's what I mean about focus. That's what I mean about my brain. I can't seem to keep things lined up. Part of that, I think, is I really need to get back into my meditation. I really need to get back into that practice of working towards slowing down my brain a bit. They're geese. Don't see them. They're off in the distance somewhere. Here I am. Coming up to the back gate. The point where I say tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.